and welcome. It's hour number four of our podcast, the radio show podcast. And the Celtics, their owner came out and claimed that the Kyrie Irving departure a couple years ago is really what's got the Celtics behind the eight ball this year. What? Walk you through why that's completely absurd. That and more. It's coming your way right now. Enjoy your weekend. Remember the Fifth Hour podcast. Here is hour number four. Feeling green. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we powwow coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the theater. The theater of the mind. So our lead this hour comes from the NBA. It is the current downfall of the Boston Celtics, a team that has been very competitive in the postseason in recent years, but not reaching the NBA Finals. Some interesting comments coming from the team's owner regarding the underachieving performance of the Celtics. Now, if you did not hear this, and maybe you missed it, the Celtics majority owner, Wick Grosbeck, recently claimed that Kyrie Irving's decision to say bye-bye to Boston, he blaming that for the situation the Celtics currently are in, that touched off a lot of stuff, including how the franchise was able to pitch free agents. Now, just to prove I'm not making this up, as Warner Wolf would say, let's go to the audio tape. Here is the audio.
We had hoped Kyrie would stay forever and lead us all the way. He's on maybe the best team in the league right now. And so that's that. And that change touched off a lot of stuff. Because he left, we weren't able to maybe recruit free agents in the same way. And, you know, a bit of a domino effect, but it is what it is. We went for it with Kyrie. We had a good year with him. He tried hard, and then he moved on.
He tried hard. Now, that was the owner of the Celtics again, Wick Grosbeck, on Felger and Maz on our affiliate in Boston, 98.5, the Sports Hub, earlier this week. So here's the question. Are you with the Celtics owner that Kyrie Irving's departure is to blame for the decline of the franchise at this moment? Yeah. Please, right? Are there rooms that actually are buying this? I mean, pump the brakes on that. I've got McDonaldland Pathway and Mendoza Line. And we will combine all of these things together. Now, to lead off with, from this side of the microphone, over here, inside the Magic Radio Box, the Celtics owner, Wick, needs to be ridiculed for this. I mean, what are you doing? I mean, that's embarrassing. He's also conflating issues here, right? From the outsider's perspective, let me explain. I'm going to explain it to you like you're 6 years old. Kyrie Irving meandering out of Boston was actually a mitzvah. This was not a bad thing. This was a good thing. Why? Kyrie Irving as a Celtic was equal parts cantankerous and curmudgeon. Right? Kyrie was the living embodiment of a character from the McDonaldland commercials. Grimace. All right. Poor body language, slouching shoulders, eye rolls, passive aggressive, all the mannerisms of someone who felt like they were being held captive when they were playing for the Celtics. The team is better off without him. It is disingenuous to imply that somehow the Celtics were blindsided by Kyrie Irving wanting to go somewhere else and that they really wanted him to stay forever. That smells like cow manure. It smells like cow manure. Kyrie telegraphed his departure for many, many months. Right? Many, many months. If the Celtics were blindsided, it's only because they weren't paying attention. Of course, they weren't. They're lying. Right? Now, keep in mind, everyone assumed the position that Kyrie was going to go play for the Knickerbockers. He was going to go to Gotham and play for the Knickerbockers. Well, he ended up doing a last-minute switcheroo and went to the other team in the New York market, the Nets. But remember, I think it was the All-Star game before Kyrie took off. He and Kevin Durant were seen talking in the bowels of the arena. They conspired to form a super team, and those conversations either started or continued over the All-Star game. It was recorded. It was on camera. You can see it. I'm not making it up. You can look for yourself. Now, furthermore, Kyrie Irving was in Brooklyn last season. This is not his first year with the Nets. The Nets are playing really well right now, but this is not Kyrie's first rodeo with the Nets. Last season, he was there. And the Celtics, the year after Kyrie Irving said, I'm out of here, goodbye, I'm done, arrivederci, the Celtics were in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, it was a gimmicky year. It was a Mickey Mouse year and all that. But they reached the Final Four still, Boston did, in the NBA, only to stub their toe or have their bubble burst by the Miami Heat. But Kyrie's departure was like a snowblower clearing a pathway for Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown to then ascend to become the headliners. And both of them have mostly flourished. There are some weak spots, but mostly flourished as centerpieces. And Tatum and Brown are all-star reserves. Now, a lot of that is because they're in the right place, location, 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 the Eastern Conference. There's only three teams, I think, that are even over 500. So the point of the story is that if you're in the East, you have a better chance of being an all-star, obviously. And the Celtics are just wallowing in mediocrity right now. So the hypothesis that Kyrie Irving led to a chain reaction that is the reason the Celtics are El Stinko does not pass the smell test. It doesn't. Now, the last thing here, the biggest issue for the Celtics is that Danny Ainge is hitting at a Mendoza line-like level with his recent roster moves. It's a baseball term. Look it up. Now, as far as Kyrie leaving, change is part of life. The change is not the problem in anything. The problem is how you adapt to that change that matters. And Danny Ainge was caught with his pants down. He was swinging his bat like, he's back with the Toronto Blue Jays. A lot of whiffs. Human fan, right? As a byproduct of the roster manipulation that didn't go right, the Celtics right now have what we call popcorn problems. Right? Multiple things are pop, 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 popping all over the place. The big additions this offseason were Tristan Thompson and Jeff Teague. And both of them, to say they have failed to move the needle is a tremendous understatement. Now, Jeff Teague was somehow an all-star. I guess it's location in the Eastern Conference with Atlanta a few years back. He has specifically been stealing money, shooting 33% in this NBA season. And based on many of the advanced statistics that the nerds and geeks look at in the NBA, he is one of the worst players in the business of basketball this year, Jeff Teague. And that was one of the pickups for Danny Ainge. And I think he's like a third-string guy now that he's so far into the doghouse. Now, I am not giving Brad Stevens a total pass. Brad Stevens, boy wonder, the prodigy coach and all that, he's not done a good job either. But Danny Ainge putting the roster together, the guys Danny Ainge was betting on that would be good have not been good. And also, all of those recent first-round picks that are really fun to watch if you live in Maine and you go to watch the Celtics G League team, boy, are they fun to watch. All these lottery picks, and they were set up for the next 10 years, and none of those have been able to cash in. All right? A lot of lottery tickets you throw in the trash at this point. And Kemba Walker. Kemba Walker has grandma knees and is shooting 37%. And he's had some very sporadic performances this season. And the other thing I would say from watching the Celtics off and on this year is that Jason Tatum, even though he's an all-star and all that, the numbers look really good, there have been some spots here in the season, some games where he's very passive. He has not shown the Mamba mentality that Kobe Bryant had and Jason Tatum working with Kobe a couple years back and the killer instinct. I've not seen that on the regular there for Jason Tatum, which give you pause if you're the Celtics. But the big thing is the roster and not improving the roster and these first-round picks who haven't panned out as of yet, and a couple of veteran players you brought in, and they suck. So that's also the problem. All right, here's the Ben Maller Show. Now, we were in the middle of the Tiger Woods radio roast. You want to continue the Tiger Woods radio roast right now? We have a little bonus time. We can do some of these other jokes. I don't think Weed Man's on, so we don't have the Weed Man roast. But these are some jokes in, and we do lame jokes usually in the previous hour, but we have so many jokes that we're going to spill it over into this hour. So this is bonus coverage. You're listening live to bonus coverage of Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. All right. Now, there was a silver lining. Did you hear this news, Eddie? There was a silver lining with Tiger's accident.
Oh, really? What's the silver lining?
Yeah, at least he didn't have to work with David Spade anymore. So he had that going for him there. That was Gary from Youngstown, Ohio, which is halfway from New York to Chicago. Why did a golfer crash his car near the woods?
I don't know. Why did that golfer do that?
Because that's where a tiger belongs. That's Ayn Rand in Vancouver. What do you call a Ben Maller show game that Tiger Woods cannot stop playing?
I don't know. What do you call that?
Balder Crash. Be coming up later this hour. That's Kurt from Earth who sent that one in. Do you know why police believe Tiger actually got in the accident and it may have been intentional?
Oh, really? Why is that?
Apparently, he was listening to the Brian Finley podcast. It was playing in the car, and that drove him off the road, apparently. That's Gary from Youngstown, Ohio again. Why won't Tiger Woods ever win again?
Oh, why is that?
His driving accuracy is awful, Eddie. Our friend Bill from Iowa. Keep in mind, lame jokes. You can vote. The Benny's voting is still underway. You want to vote for any of these your joke writers, feel free. Bill from Iowa's one. Just Josh. So many legends here who are finalists in that particular category. All right. Why won't... let me skip that one. Do you know why Tiger was speeding? You know why Tiger was speeding?
He was late, I thought I heard.
Well, no, there was a new waitress that was starting over the El Segundo Perkins. So he was trying to get over there. So Gary from Youngstown again. Did you know there is an algae that can light up its surroundings?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, this confirms that Weed Man is worse than pond scum. See, I slipped the Weed Man joke in there. See what I did, Eddie? I threw a curveball. You want more Weed Man?
Yeah.
All right. Why does Weed Man play Grand Theft Auto?
Why?
So he can be wanted. That's Ozzy Moon. You want me to shift? I got a Weed Man jokes. Do you know how poor Weed Man is?
How poor is he?
He's really jealous every time he hears what Marcel had for dinner. That's Hillbilly Mike who sent that one in. How annoying is Weed Man?
He's pretty annoying, but yeah.
He recently moved into an abandoned house, and the rats called pest control on him. That's how annoying he is. That's Chris.
Poor rats.
Chris in Des Moines. Did you hear Weed Man used to live in New Jersey?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he used to live in Hoboken.
I see what you did there. Yeah.
I try. Yeah, that's a gag on. Sent that one in. Yeah, Hoboken. Yeah. How poor is Weed Man?
How poor is he?
If he were Mormon, he'd only have one wife. That's all. That's Stan the man who sent that one in. Good job by you, Stan. How did Weed Man lose weight?
How?
The cardboard mattress he sleeps on got picked up at the recycling truck. Or by the recycling truck. That's Eric from Iowa. How poor is Weed Man?
How poor is he?
He gets pre-declined credit card offers in the mail. That's how poor he is. Stan the man sent that. You got anything over there, Coop? Anything?
It's not a Weed Man joke.
Go ahead. I don't care. I'm in a good mood. It's the end of the week for us. We're happy about that.
How did Rihanna know that Chris Brown was cheating on her? There was a different shade of lipstick on his knuckles.
Wow. All
right. That was from Aussie Momentum.
Why did Weed Man get fired by Pepsi?
Why?
He tested positive for Coke, so they got rid of him. That's,
he wishes.
Yeah, Stan, he can't afford that. Stan the man sent that one in. Did you hear that Weed Man Hippie has been traveling down the highway at a great rate of speed?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he wasn't able to get out of the dumpster before the trash truck emptied it, so.
He's got to go for a ride.
That's Milkman Mike in Colorado. Why did Weed Man Hippie cross the road?
Why?
Well, the soup kitchen was open, so that's why. Gagon sent that one in, the Gagon account. What is Weed Man Hippie's favorite day of the week?
I don't know. What is his favorite day of the week?
He loves garbage day. That's when the food trucks in the neighborhood. That's Kevin sent that one in. Why did Weed Man reject money from Tammy?
Oh, I don't know. Why would he do that?
Yeah, apparently he said hooking up with her would have been too much work, so he decided not to. That's Milkman Mike there. Milkman Ryan, rather. I keep screwing up the Milkmans. All right, what's the difference between Billy Blanks, the Tybo guy, and Billy Blanks, a.k.a. Weed Man?
I don't know. What's the difference?
Well, the Tybo guy kicks, while Weed Man has ticks. So that's... There you go.
Is his name really Billy Blanks?
Yes, that's why he goes by Weed Man. Yeah, his real name is Billy Blanks.
Do not be confused with the other guy.
Yeah, the other Billy Blanks is so famous that Weed Man is, he's jealous of that.
He should hope maybe he'll get confused so he can get something out of it, right?
I know, but no, he went the other direction. Yeah. What is Weed Man's favorite segment on the Jonas Knox show?
Oh, I don't know. What is it?
Guess the Garbage. He loves that segment. That's... He's a big fan of that. What do Weed Man Hippie and Tiger Woods' recent accident have in common?
I don't know. What could they possibly have in common?
Both were called a mistake. It's, Milkman Mike. How ugly is Weed Man?
I don't know. How ugly is he?
He's so ugly, he gives Freddy Krueger nightmares. That's how ugly. What did Weed Man do when he heard that drinks were on the house?
Would it climb on his roof?
Yeah, he got a ladder out, is what he did. That's Anthony. How stupid is Weed Man?
How stupid is he?
He brought a spoon to the Super Bowl. That's how stupid he is. How old is Weed Man?
I'm not sure. How old is he?
He's so old, he begged Moses for money. That's how old he is.
Give me money.
Oh, that's Anthony in Anaheim. All right, we'll do a couple more. Maybe this might be the last one. How many Weed Mans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Oh, I don't know. How many?
It takes one, but you have to PayPal him money so he can afford the bulb. So that's that. I don't know. These are all pretty good. How does Weed Man Hippie call a friend in the country with lots of what does Weed Man rather call a friend in the country with a lot of cow patties?
I don't know.
A buffet is what he calls it. John there. Isn't it impressive to hear that Weed Man's son is at Harvard?
It is pretty impressive, actually, yeah.
Well, he's actually at the Harvard Food Pantry in Illinois. That's actually where he's at. That's Hillbilly Mike. All right, last one. This is from Chase in NoCal. Here we go. What does Weed Man call a street sweeper?
I don't know. What does Weed Man call a street sweeper?
A Roomba. That is a great joke. All right. We will have the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Thank you, all the joke writers. Good job by you. And we'll get to the Coop Scoop and more. We'll get to it next. A Roomba.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
I can't stop laughing. The video that Roberto found, these police in Pakistan. It looks like a Saturday Night Live skit, doesn't
it? I said the exact same thing.
Yeah. That's unbelievable, man.
The cop turning the corner with the gun on the road.
Is that real? Yeah. It looks like maybe out of like those old Police Academy movies back in the day. Yeah. Like something.
Reno 911.
Yeah, or Reno. That's a more updated reference. Yeah, Reno 911. But yeah, they say they're training an armed rollerblading unit. And it's so funny.
And then with the background, the music in the background is hilarious.
Oh, my goodness. That is outstanding.
He was chasing down a criminal, but then his skate hit a rock, and the criminal got away.
I mean, I like when the cop jumps the bike. It's hilarious.
Oh, that is outstanding. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. Let's get back to the phone calls here. Got the Coop Scoop on entertainment coming up. Thanks to the joke writers. Good job by all involved. Manic Mike says rumba. Now that was a good joke. That was a quality joke. Quality joke indeed. Let's go to Andrea in Berkeley. She's the sports sorceress. There was an Andrea joke in there as well. Hello, Andrea in Berkeley.
Hi, Ben. How are you? That was a great joke.
All right. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed that. And
yeah, that was clever about the green broom.
Yes. Well, you know, you got to look out for the environment, Andrea.
Of course. I'm in Berkeley, and I'm a Virgo, so very tuned into the environment and Mother Earth.
Absolutely. So this is the final time we're going to talk until the Big Benny Award show.
Yes.
On Sunday. So there's a lot on the line here, Andrea. A lot on the line. And there's a full moon on the line as well, right?
Perfect timing for the awards on the full moon. That's just absolutely divine intervention. That's perfect timing. We've got the full moon on Saturday morning, the Benny Awards on Sunday night. Doesn't get much better than that. So,
you're in the Female Call of the Year category, and among others, but the Female Call of the Year, that a very close category. I am looking here, and five votes separating first from second place. And third place isn't far behind either, so it's very, very compact there at the top. So.
Okay, well, maybe the full moon will give the sports sorceress a little momentum. Time will tell. And, I just want to put in a little promo. I mean, where else do you get unique sports astrology and Mercury retrograde and full moon updates? You know, the Ben Maller Show.
No, let me tell you, these other popular, like, daytime shows wish they had this content. They don't have this content. Only here do we have this content.
Right.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you, Andrea. Good luck in the voting and this
thank
weekend
you.
And Virgo in service on Twitter. Andrea is also up for a Benny in the best show marketing. And that is a very close race as well as you've got, let me see the separation point here. There's only like, I think, 25 or so votes, give or take. As the crow flies, separating first from second place in that category. We've had some great acts of promotion. Some we actually forgot about that people have been telling me. Very sloppy job by the people coming up with the nominees. But, there were some other things that took place that we failed to mention. For example, we realized after we put this together that Ed from Spokane had gone to a BLM rally in the summertime last year and held a Maller sign, which was very awkward for all involved. And he did that. So there were some other things. But you can vote if you want to vote for the Bennies. All available right now. You can go on there and check it out. The Benny Awards on my Twitter page. It's pinned to the top. You can also vote for there's still time to get your vote in for the social media influencer contributor of the year. That's a separate Twitter-only category. And you can check that out. And we'll have the results on Sunday. We'll get our. It's going to be a black tie affair here. We're going to be all dressed up, all dolled up, ready to go here. Excited about it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Ben, we return to the NBA for this story. Did you see that Timberwolves star Malik Beasley has been suspended 12 games by the NBA without pay, stemming from him pleading guilty to felony threat charges after an incident in September where cops say he pointed a handgun at a group of people? Apparently, according to TMZ, his mansion in Minnesota was featured on a list of tourist places to visit in the area. And so there were some people outside of his house, I guess, that were looking at his mansion, and he didn't like that. And so he, you know, what any rational person would do, he got a gun and he went out there and pointed it at them, apparently to get away from his house. He didn't like them.
And these people didn't appreciate that.
And okay. They called the authorities. And so he was sentenced to 120 days in jail. He pleaded guilty to that charge, and he was sentenced to 120 days in jail. So,
well, very popular on the tabloids because of his relationship with, was it Scottie Pippen's ex, right?
Yes, he lost his marriage broke up over that. He was seen holding hands of, was it Larsa Pippen? And then his wife saw those photos, and
she didn't appreciate that.
He does a lot of things people don't appreciate.
Aww, these wives today, Eddie. I mean, God, the guy. I mean, give Malik Beasley a break, okay? The NBA's giving him a break. 12 games, huh? Man,
yeah.
Are we gonna have to get off Twitter now, Ed? Everyone's been sending me this story that I guess Twitter announced they're gonna have some paid features. Did you see this?
I wouldn't lose a lot of sleep over that if that was the case.
I wouldn't be upset about it. I'd just find something else. But I guess they announced they're going to have some paid super follows.
I will not be paying anything for Twitter, I can assure you of that.
Unless you charge for tweets? Really? Are you serious?
Well, bye-bye Twitter then.
Yeah, I'm out, man. It's not. Yeah. If it was, as it is free, it's not really worth it. But I can't imagine paying for it. My God. All right, well, thank you, Eddie. It is the Ben Maller Show as we press on here. And let's say hello to the reigning caller of the year. Will he repeat? Will he win again as the caller of the year? Will it be a back-to-back situation? We say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn.
Yes, indeed. Where else you could go where else you could find any food on social media anyways, Ben?
What?
Well said, Marcel. You nailed that one, my man. That is why you are the caller of the year.
Call 1-888-FARMERS right now to get a quote.
Tell them Marcel sent you, and they'll say who?
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum. Not right. Available in all states. And then...
yeah, what? Why?
Top of the morning to you, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Justin. Happy Friday. It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Let's wrap up this busy work weekend straight to the sports weekend. So...
Is everything okay, Marcel? Are you okay? Everything all right? You good? Everything okay?
Yeah,
Did you get enough sleep?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay,
you know
okay,
it.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
What time did you go to sleep last night, Marcel?
I slept early after I ate oodles and noodles. I have the food.
Oh, my gosh.
Me get it out.
Well, this will be an interesting food picks, Eddie. Nah. I wonder what it's going to be.
You could have played that one cool, Ben. We could all got it right.
It is, and I'm going to bring in my man, Justin, from Cincinnati. Home of his... sports teams there, the Reds, Browns, everything, all that jazz.
Cincinnati Browns.
I'm going to say Uncle Dynamite brought you some Chinese, some cat fried rice, and an egg roll.
Oh, my, how dare you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that, Justin, but that's a good choice. Now, straight to Ben first.
All right. Now, as you know, I'm a distant relative of Nostradamus and friend of Nostradinus. I'm going to think outside the box. I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to go oodles and noodles.
Yes, that could be a mixed match in my Benny Awards.
Whoa. Oh, Eddie.
Wow.
Yeah, I have an odd feeling that it might be oodles of noodles as well.
Don't shoot
off three
my...
times in a Benny Awards. What a shame. What a happiness. Roberto, let's play food picks.
Oodles and noodles for five times.
Fourth time it is in the Benny Awards, and Justin.
We've never had a sweep before.
Well, I think he's trying to throw you guys off. I think what Marcel actually had was blackened shrimp tostadas with creamy guacamole and cheddar jack cheese.
Oh, no. That's not one of the mixed match there, but that's a good choice, though.
So disappointed.
Nice try, Justin.
Nice try.
Thanks.
And now,
yes,
here is
hurry up
the food pick of the morning.
I
comes
wonder
from
what it is.
The food pick from last night. It will be the three of us. Oodles and noodles.
Oh, I won!
I won too.
That's a winner.
Okay, now I just have to address something real quick. When I screened your phone call, Marcel, you had your mouth full. You were eating something as I was screening your phone call. And I asked you what you were eating, and you said oodles and noodles. So like,
is that breakfast?
Yes, he said an early breakfast. He had oodles and noodles for breakfast.
No, we're playing with you. You had it for dinner and breakfast?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was telling the truth.
I know. You weren't lying. Geez. I know.
He leaves it on his counter before he goes to sleep. Right. When he wakes up, he eats it in the morning.
We got to get
some Cheerios or something.
Marcel, can you throw to Coop? Because Coop's waiting. He wants to do the entertainment. So can you do the Coop report? Can you toss to that?
Of course. But first. The team of the morning goes to the father basketball meeting Santa Clara last night. And now, directly from the Farmers Entertainment Box, call 1-888-FARMERS to get a free race vote. Here is my man, Justin, for the Coop Scoop on entertainment. Have a great weekend, you guys. I'll see you back here on Monday.
All right, thank you,
Thank you, Marcel. All right.
From the entertainment box.
Yes. We're going to do a quick Coop Scoop this week. The main thing that I want to point out, I've been waiting for this for a couple months now. It is available right now on Apple TV Plus. It is a music documentary, Billie Eilish, The World's a Little Blurry. I'm stoked on this.
No clapping, please. No clap.
I will let you know how it is next week, since I know a lot of you don't have Apple TV Plus. But moving on to, you know, some other things, for those of you with kids or, you know, yearning for nostalgia, there will be a new Tom and Jerry movie on HBO Max. It's actually available right now. It blends live action and CGI.
Well, we were all calling for that.
Yes, I bet.
I was praying every day, Eddie. It happened.
And then moving on to later in the week, there's another music documentary. This is on Monday, premieres on Netflix. It's called Biggie, I Got a Story to Tell. So Biggie just recently got inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which I guess is more like the Music Hall of Fame now. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're basically following that up with a new, fresh look at one of the greatest rappers of all time. And this is basically in collaboration with his estate. So it stars, you know, Faith Evans, you know, P. Diddy, and that'll be available on Netflix on Monday. And that's Coop Scoop Entertainment.
All right. Thank you for that, Coopaloop. Enjoy the entertainment weekend. Whatever you find entertaining, whatever it might be. We're going to have spring training baseball here before you know it, right? That's around the corner. Not that that's entertaining, but... Yeah, I mean, the idea of it is good. The reality, the execution, not so much. Yeah. All right. We are going to have Balderdash. Do we need contestants? Or are we good? Are we good on this? Do we have contestants?
Well, there's a couple people I haven't screened yet, but maybe we might.
Call just in case. 877-99 on Fox. Balderdash, currently warming up. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments that you might have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart, and wherever you get your podcast, it's a piece of cake and upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
And now... It's just what you've been waiting for. It's Ben's Balderdash.
What the hell is this?
Formerly known as something we're not allowed to say.
Hit it! Well, the Marcel in Brooklyn conversation, very popular, very popular. People were amazed at that. It really happened. All right, let's play Balderdash. This portion of the Ben Maller Show is made possible by Farmers. Call Farmers today for a quote. Let's welcome in our contestants. Defending champion, game show whore. He's up for several Benny Awards next week. Justin in Cincinnati.
Hey, this verbal octagon Special Olympics edition is going to be a hoot.
I don't know what you're talking about. These two fine individuals. Marcel is scheduled to go into the octagon against Blair in Maine. I have a feeling one of them will not show up. I'm going to say Blair doesn't show up to the octagon. But maybe he will. All right, hold on a sec, Justin. Eric is in Massachusetts. What's going on, Eric? Good morning to you.
Good morning, guys. First time caller. Thanks for having me.
All right. Good luck. Do you know your trivia?
Kind of. I think so.
All right. Well, this guy Justin's a ringer. This guy's got no life. It sounds like you're going to a job. All Justin does is he just like looks at trivia. So good luck
to you. Big Poppy used steroids.
I'm a carpenter.
What'd you say, Justin?
Big Poppy used steroids.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's play the game. Good luck to you, gentlemen. And your name is your buzzer. We have draft day. That's category number one. Category number two, early movers. Early movers.
Draft day.
All right, draft day. And here we go, gentlemen. I will tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Major League Baseball, Mike Piazza.
Justin.
Eric.
Justin.
Dodgers.
That is correct. All right, I'll tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Drew Bledsoe.
Justin.
All right, Justin.
Patriots.
That is correct.
Oh.
That is a...
Oh, I was thinking Drew Brees. Sorry.
Yeah. That is a blow, Eddie, too. I mean, that's right in your wheelhouse there, Eric. You did not get that. Bad job. But you are. $600. I'll tell you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. New Hall of Fame member, John Lynch. John
Justin.
Lynch, the NFL. Yes.
Eddie?
John Lynch.
Buccaneers?
I like with a question mark. You want to go with that, Justin?
Sure, why not?
That is correct. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers. There you go. Swashbuckling. You got that right. $600. You really need this one now. And we're going to have a comeback here, Eric. You really got to pick it up. Here we go. $800. I'll give you the name of the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Antonio Cromartie.
Eric! I'm going to go, Ben, what do you got?
Eric, you know what I got? I got all the answers, Eric. That's what I got. I got all the answers, Eric. Oh, my God.
You have to go with Eddie for that.
Eddie.
The Chargers.
Yeah, that is correct. It's the Chargers. All right, that was great. That's a drop. All right, $1,000. I'll give you the athlete. Tell me the team that drafted them. Kevin Love. Kevin Love of the NBA.
Justin. The Minnesota Timberwolves.
No!
Draft day trade, wasn't it?
Yep, draft day trade. Eric.
Pistons.
No! Memphis!
Thanks for giving me a win.
Eric, you could have just been flying in.
Appreciate that, buddy.
Oh, my God. He stumbled across the goal line. It was Memphis, and Justin wins again. Oh, what happened?
Got a murder. Got to go.
How did that happen?